This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lead, and I thought we played really well in the third period, played a real smart period, really didn't give them anything, didn't give up any big opportunities, and, you know, with them putting risk in their game, we still had, you know, three or four really good opportunities to score, so put a lot of work into it, and it was great to see everybody get rewarded.
It's a really sense of urgency with the group that even though it's game four that they really wanted this one.
Well, you know, I sensed the same type of urgency last game. You know, you could get frustrated, you could deviate, but I thought our guys were pretty locked into to trying to play the right way, and for the most part, I thought for 60 minutes, we did. We got rewarded. I thought a couple goals maybe they wouldn't like going in, but we hit the net and they went in. They haven't been going in.
Talked a lot about Greenway since training camp, but the first goal is an example of the way he causes chaos, and it really got you guys going.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of in-tight plays like that last game. Our focus this morning, really, in our meeting was about trying to get inside that, you know, that little area in front of the net, try to make what we call a few more slip plays where we can get in tight and create, instead of that outside dot shot, try to get in between the dots for a few more, and I thought he just had an awesome night from start to finish, effort-wise. And I mean, the effort from everybody was good. It was just, I think his night really showed what we're trying to be about.
What are the ways Greenway affects the game away from the puck?
He's just an incredibly smart player. I mean, his stick is incredible. Last game, the 5-on-3, he had a little bit of a bad break. He got his stick. The reason we had him out there, he's one of the top guys when it comes to reading plays and getting the stick in the right place. I think Tucker's the same type of way. He's got a great stick. You look at the empty net goal, great stick, and end up jumping by. But his value from penalty killing to the way he can play against top personnel is really important to our club.
11-7, what made you change up the lineup a bit, and just with 3 days between games, I mean, did that give you an opportunity to maybe play some guys more than you would normally?
That was the exact thinking, was to address Gilbert just for physicality if we needed it. My approach was going to be to try to play three lines. With days off coming up, to load up and know that all the guys could empty the tank.
Coach, the power play is still scoreless. The entry seems to be an issue. Why the insistence to carry it in rather than to dump?
Great question. We talked about it's a read when you're coming up ice. I think if you looked at last game, we entered at 73%. Really good. Tonight against a team that is really good at denying entries, we made some poor decisions. The plan was if we don't get in on the first attempt, then the next one was going to be a rim and you go to work. I think they saw something a little different a couple times, and it's just something we got to keep working on.
He gave Krebs an opportunity to play, and then did he just make it so you had to play him? I mean, the way he was going, and did you say, look, we got to go with this guy, he's doing well?
Yeah, I think you, during the game, you look at, you know, who was going really good. He was going good. And I thought, again, if Thompson got kicked out of the faceoff circle, I liked his bite once he got inside the dot. I thought his puck tenacity. I mean, this is just my opinion, and I don't think Benson's 100%. He's playing, but for me, he doesn't look 100% yet. So I just thought we'll give Krebs a look there, and I thought he was really good tonight.
Is that why you shortened everything up?
Yeah, it was really the only reason. Three lines, and then I don't think it's fair to a player after you've been sitting maybe 10 minutes to get thrown out cold. So if you make a decision to go with three lines, then you're going to make a decision to go most of the night with three lines.
That was good tonight when you needed them.
Yeah. Again, our goaltending's been good. It made good saves. You're going to need good saves. We had a little sloppy stretch here where we kind of traded a couple rush opportunities, and he made some high quality saves for us. Not unlike the goaltenders we've played that have, you know, kept their teams in it. You need key saves because there's not a team out there that can play flawless hockey.
Coach, the lineup, Quinn, Cousins, Kulik, they didn't score tonight, but they were effective. What have you liked from them?
Yeah, I think the speed, I think some of the plays they made. You look at the early chances that Quinn had, I really like the way Kulik is skating. He missed what would have been his wheelhouse one-timer on the power play. He's got a bomb. I thought the line gave us a good night. Probably didn't get rewarded enough for it, but gave us a really good night.
Coach, what were some of the things you saw in Florida's game that you was able to expose to be successful tonight?
Well, we knew that they were going to be heavy on the forecheck, and if we could just get the puck by them on the walls, that we could create some odd-numbered situations, and that if we got people up above them and we were able to hit a couple guys for breakaways and get in behind, they play an aggressive game. And when they're on their game, they're a hard team to play. So if you execute, you're going to get it. If you don't, you can have something coming back at you that you don't like too.
Rob Ray's in the Sabres Hall of Fame going in now. You were a teammate of his. You've coached him. What does he mean to the community and the Sabres?
You know, I think he means everything. I mean, he's been here. He's been here forever. I think when you look at Rob as from a playing career standpoint, he's the one guy that was there for everybody. He's the one guy that, I use this line, created a safe working environment for everybody. And everybody enjoys that, right? So, you know, your skill guys have this guy that creates this safe working environment, which makes it a lot better for everybody. And by creating that safe working environment, it creates a pretty comforting feeling for the coach, too. For him to be a Sabre all those years and then get into, you know, the broadcast stuff and get in between, I think his commentating has really grown. His work with RJ, I think, those two played off each other unbelievable. And, when you think of Buffalo, you think of Rob Ray now, for sure.
Coach, talking about special, does this win feel more special than the first time you won years ago, being back?
This one was like a stress reliever. when you don't win the previous one, you're hoping your team doesn't tighten up. We talked about just staying with the program, and we're going to continue with the program, and we know we got work to do. But I thought our guys were focused in. The energy was great on the bench. And I think with a day off coming, getting rewarded for the way we played is a good thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.